A word for our for the board, just before we get into our service, thinking about our Good Causes Fund. Do you know that St Mungo's is well behind the times? Perhaps not in the way you're thinking. We had the, or I had the pleasure of being down in London, the 15th of December, and I won't bore you with the details, but I ended up at the Swedish church in London to join in with their St. Lucia celebration. If you want to know more about that, I can tell you afterwards. But we went down afterwards to their hall for coffee and, well, tea for me, and cinnamon buns, which is the Swedish thing. And we're standing in a queue when a young woman appeared and brandished something and said in Swedish something, which was like double Dutch to me. And my son, who has got a bit of Swedish, looked totally befuddled. So she then repeated in English, "Cash or card?" So, wait for it, this was the card reader, so we could pay for our coffee and cinnamon bun, and he, rather taken aback, sort of looked at her and said, and she said, "Are all the adults having coffee and cinnamon buns?" So that was three of us. He said, "Yes." "That will be £12, it's £4 each." So, he said afterwards, pale and shaken as he was, said, "Mum, when you go back to St Mungo's, you have to tell them that they're missing out, because it's this donations for tea and coffee and maybe getting sixpence is no use. It should be at least £2.50, and that's it. Make of it what you like." But so there you are. Things are changing across the church world, and I'm not sure it's for the best.